I just wanted to say something which I feel is very important at this stage. This now is your third full day in the Govardhan retreat. Now, by now, there will be at least one of two reactions within you. And I will start with the reaction which is most properly in a majority of cases here. At least I became aware when I asked devotees, how is it going for you? How is it going for you? How is it going for you? And that is, wow, it's a lot of Krishna Katha. It's a lot of philosophy, a lot of chanting, a lot of being in the presence of Giriraj. And all I feel is nothing. Absolutely dry, like a dry stick in the desert of Rajasthan. Why is this? I thought it's blissful. It's not. It's taxing. I'm tired. I'm at the place of the greatest hope and I'm most hopeless. A few have told me like this. My dear devotees, this is good. This is very necessary. Now, I'm not saying something just out of the blue. Please listen. We have turned away from Krishna, and the result is what you see now, a material body in the material world. Do you think this will be cured in just three days? What will first come is the reaction that I am fallen. It's called a vision of reality. The illusion goes down and the reality goes up and we find out I'm very unqualified. Congratulations! This is necessary. This realization is an absolute must. And who doesn't feel it has either just recently fallen in love and is a little intoxicated, or is self-deceited and conceited. I must excuse myself that I speak so strongly and maybe so unsettling, but I feel it is the duty to say that how can you reach the top of the mountain without going through the valley first? This usually happens in the midst of the retreat. And I remember one of the entering the retreat classes of Burijan Prabhu, where he said, as we go on retreat, we should be very observative and see all the subtle signposts, all the hints, all the, how would we say, all those little indications and take notice of them. Now, okay, what to do? When you find that you get so much classes, so much information, know that you may need some, and nothing happens in the heart, know that you may need some private time to digest. It's just like when you eat and eat and eat, and if there is not the power of digestion in you, then you will become, I don't know, you will become ill and smell from the mouth like 10,000 Russians after eating meat. It doesn't digest. It is not beneficial to the body. So you, as you go on retreat, please know that you might need a little time on the roof, private time, where you look at Giriraj, where you open your heart to Krishna and say, please help me. Please help me by giving me some ruchi, some taste in my heart, some bona fide attraction. That is all right in the retreat. You may come a little late or leave a little early during one of the retreat if you feel that is necessary. Another helpful tip for you might be to take a little extra rest so that at least the body and subsequently the mind is rested and not cranky or moody. Take a little rest. No problem. It's all right to sleep under a tree here. You might wake up and find out you have turned into a prince because you desired that. These are desire trees. That's all right. Another helpful tip is to speak with devotees, to interact, to talk about spiritual matters, to talk also about obstacles and ask for help and advices. Very important. And another tip I want to give you, and I personally find this tip next to the digestion time, which is necessary, maybe the most valuable. Can I say it? Yes. Do some service beyond the hearing and chanting. That's one type of service, but help maybe by asking the serving crew during Pasharam, can I get a bucket? I was not there, but you go with buckets through the lanes, and can I maybe serve the devotees or clean the prasadam room? You might think, no, this is Prashanta told Sachinandan Swami that they don't have enough people serving, and now he's telling this under some disguise. My dear devotees, I'm telling the truth. This is magical. On retreat, sometimes what happens is we become a little self-concerned, a little bit in our own mind and our own little world, and that happens. When you do service for others, you leave that world and with it all the problems which you think are there in this world. Service. My little announcement has this purpose: to inform you what happens on the retreat. This is something significant. It's not something for the weak at heart or the superficial. It's something very deep. There is a surgery going on your heart. And please don't jump from the operation table when you're still open. You are now in the half of the retreat and you are a little moved. Something comes up. Something is going on. Something is moving. Fantastic. Everything is just right the way you need it at this stage of your spiritual life. Something is a little shocking. Oh, I didn't know I'm that fallen. I didn't know. I thought I have some faith by now, but I find, my God, I'm Ashradavan. Or you find out other things. That's good. From those type of regrets, I'm fallen, Krishna, I left you, the greatest things will come. And you will most properly see it. You will see after we have closed you and sewn you together, you will see. I just thought it's important to tell you that this could be one of the reactions. The other reaction could be, wow, Giriraj, Krishna, the monkeys of Vrindavan, bliss. That could also be there. And or you could be in a roller coaster, sometimes very up, bliss ki jay, and the other moment, misery ki jay. It is, and so many other things are possible. I mean, we are multi-leveled personalities. So this is what I wanted to say. Maybe I have not covered all the reactions, but I wanted to address these two reactions, because if you don't know what is happening, you think, is this normal? Is everything all right with me? Yes, it is. It is a normal reaction. When you start to clean your consciousness, some dust will fall. We say this in German. Wenn man einen schmutzigen Raum säubert, dann wird der Schmutz erst richtig offensichtlich. In English, if you start to sweep the room which is full of dust, then you will see the dust for the first time. It will come become visible. You look at me and I'm looking at you. I'm not so sure. Was this all right? Did I hit a nerve in you? I mean, is this relevant? You could feel something of, you could recognize yourself. So please take courage and take rest. rest, digest, do everything. And tomorrow starts your fourth day of the Govardhan retreat. And then, unfortunately, only comes another day, and then is already complete, Sampurnam. No? So thank you all very much. You're doing wonderful. And I must say, really, I don't say this at every retreat. It's working. It's working. One can feel it in the atmosphere. All the best. Have a restful night. And see you tomorrow. Hare Krishna.